Oh yeah, so it's you guys versus him basically.
Yeah,
not that it's a
competition. I don't play at all like the da 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 da. I just do chords over that.
Right.
Somebody, because that's what. It
right. Yeah. Let's try it that way.
I think that's okay.
All right.
It was cleaner.
Yeah, you always want to kind of hit. Yeah, I know it's way.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Let's try. Da da. That feel okay?
Yeah.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. So this one, it's one of those tunes where if you don't really clarify where those harmonic changes are, it's extremely easy to get lost. Yeah. So what you really need, first of all, is it F7 or F minor?
F. Oh, it's minor. Okay.
That'll do it.
That's where I'm
every time.
Okay.
Yeah. And you were you were playing minor, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So there was a little bit of confusion about that.
I was playing a dominant.
So was I.
Yeah. was kind of you guys versus him. Anyway, but I think it's minor. So what you really need in a solo, and this is something as a drummer you kind of develop ears for this too, when you know. Besides that, just kind of keeping track of where you are in the form.
And I'm just going by written form, that's why I'm saying the minors.
No, that's right. Just, all right,
yeah.
Let's just take it from the solos and see if we can kind of clarify a couple of those things. Yeah. One thing that, funny, I was listening with another group to the, actually, Rob, I think the version that you'd suggested with Nat, I guess it is Nat and Cannonball, but where they do the bass call and response, and just, one of the amazing things about it is their phrases are so clear. They kind of leave space in between. It basically every chorus, three separate ideas.